USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is taking Paxlovid for his COVID infection. Experts say the drug will likely help him to recover quickly. The president also posting a short video to his Twitter feed.
Hey folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted, symptoms are mild, and I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well, I'm getting a lot of work done, I'm going to continue to get it done, and in the meantime, thanks for your concern, and keep the faith, it's going to be okay.
The latest border report shows a steady rise in illegal immigrants with ties to terrorism. Six illegal immigrants were flagged for being on the terror watch list in June. That's far more than the 30 terror suspects arrested in the last 4 years combined. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The European Central Bank is taking action regarding interest rates.
The president of the Euro Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, had previously signaled it would be increasing the rates in July and September as consumer prices kept surging. Reporting from Frankfurt, Germany, the institution had kept rates at historic lows, in fact in negative territory since 2014. Today's action calls for a 50 basis point increase. Yeah, that's a full half percent. The ECB's new anti-fragmentation tool may be put to the test, which is aimed at supporting those nations with big giant debts like Italy. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The House is approving a bill ensuring access to birth control. The vote was 228-195. The Democratic bill faces tough sledding in the 50-50 Senate. Speaker Pelosi cheering passage of the bill, saying that some on the right want to ban contraception. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. are asking for federal help with illegal immigrants and asylum seekers that they claim are overwhelming their shelters. Eagle Pass, Texas Mayor Pro Tem Yolanda Roman responds to their cries for help on Fox News.
Good luck to them, because we haven't gotten the help that we need for over a year, so I don't know how they expect to get it. So somebody, if they do, I will be interested in knowing how they're getting it over there, and we cannot get her here down in the border.
Victims of the mass shooting 4 years ago at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School are testifying in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for the penalty trial of gunman Nicholas Cruz. Shooting survivor John Wilford says he and other students went to McDonald's after the shooting to wait to be picked up. Wilford says he was waiting for his mother when Cruz sat across from him.
He asked me for a ride. He was pretty insistent on it, and I said no. I wasn't really thinking much of it. I mean, I was just trying to get home. My sister wasn't answering her phone. I was nervous. I was panicked. I also had a bad gut feeling about it.
Jurors must decide if Cruz will be sentenced to life in prison or the death penalty. The Mega Millions jackpot is up to at least $630 million. The next drawing for the multi-state lottery is set for Friday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.